Hello.
Oh, hi, Angela. It's Tina from Local Splash. I was getting back to you regarding updating your payments.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, so I think what happened is my card. Yeah, I think my card expired and I didn't.
Oh, you're right.
And I didn't realize. Yeah.
Okay. So do you have the same account with just a different expiration, or is it a whole card?
I do. And then I had a question for this month's payment, because I know one month I paid $250 and then the next month I pay $150. Do you know what the payment was this time?
Yes. This month it's the $249 that's trying to process.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it looks like you had your service credit last month, so the October 3rd payment was the one for $100.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So what's the new expiration date?
Okay, it is 11/23.
11/23, and the little code on the back?
498.
And this card is the one that still ends in 3525, correct?
Yes, yes.
Okay, and did anything else change, or is it still the Haddon Avenue for the billing address?
Yes.
Okay, so let me get your authorization, and you should be good to go.
Okay.
Oh, you know what? It's just saying insufficient funds. Do you think the $249 is a little bit tight on the budget right now?
Yes, I did an extra $100 payment on my credit card to make sure it goes through, but I feel like I just did the payment, so I don't know if it went through yet. I just did it this morning, so I feel like it takes a while to process.
Well, thanks for the heads up. Yeah, what I can do is I can try to process it at the end of the day, and if it doesn't go through, we can process it in the morning. Do you think that would give them enough?
It will go, yeah. Once that payment posts to my account, then it will cover it. I feel like it's just exactly $250 that I have in there, so that's why I put an extra $100 on it to make sure.
Oh, I see. Just to be safe. So
yeah.
You know what? I just applied a $20 service credit just to see if it would go through for the $229, and it did. So
I got
the green light, because I know you called in several times, and I don't want you to worry about it. So yeah.
The Google is awesome. I get most of my business from the Google this week.
Oh, good. I'm so happy to hear that. I always hear success stories, so thank you for sharing that. But, yeah, you're good to go. I put that one $20 credit on here for you, and now you're fine. So thank you.
Okay, next month it should be okay. It should be okay.
Okay.
And then my account, so does it get the because you said they suspended it. They suspended my account. So does that mean – do I have to wait for it to go back online? Does that mean they took me off of online? And then will I get the same place because I'm on the first page?
You'll have the same place. So when an account goes into suspension, everything stays active. So nothing was affected. The only time things would start unraveling is if it didn't get up to speed as quick as it did. And let's say that it went into a cancellation. That's when things would start to unravel. But we caught it in time. Yeah. So
awesome. That's what I was trying to do.
Exactly. Okay. That's why I wanted to help you out with that little credit.
Oh, thank you so much.
I'm a little worried about it. So, yeah, no worries, Angela. So
this month's been really hard, and if my Google goes away, it's going to be even harder.
But
yeah,
you're like, that would be the worst
thing.
Yeah, okay, yeah, no problem. Well, you're all good to go, so thank you for calling in.
Okay.
And if you ever want to talk to me directly in the future, I'm at extension 777. So if you put those three digits in, it should ring directly to me, okay?
Perfect. Thank you so much.
All right. You're welcome. Have a good rest of your week.
You too.
Okay, thanks. Thank you. Bye.